to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Channel Radio. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show, part two, on Tuesday, June the 16th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. Hello.
Hello. You said that through gritted teeth.
I did.
You know, Samson Gass is saying that his ginger mouse mat is on its last leg, so he needs to come on the show.
Well, you need to come back, Danny. Although, I have to say, we're swapping away from the gingers and we have a new mouse mat coming down the pike soon.
Well,
but I still have a few gingers left.
Dear all, this is from Steve Cox. He says he apologises for this blanket email.
Well, don't do it then, Steve.
But it's for a good reason, he says. He'll be cycling the Prudential London Surrey 100 on behalf of Worldwide Fund for Nature on the 2nd of August, starting with the Olympic Stadium and finishing off in the Mall. The Mall. The Mall.
The Mall. How poor.
The Mall. Is it the Mall or the Mall?
In the Mall. In the Mall.
This is...
Oh, Arise, Sir Paul.
Pall Mall.
Pall Mall.
Pall Mall.
Pall Mall.
Oh, don't I get the giggles in a minute. Justgiving.com, Steve-Cox. He says, thanks, every pound will make a difference. And then small business battle to protect their ideas, says the FSB. New research from the FSB has suggested small firms are struggling to protect the identity and ideas at the heart of their business. Time and money spent on protecting intellectual properties such as patents, branding and product design takes valuable resources away from business development, potentially putting growth and innovation at risk. And they say there are a number of tools and services in place that have been developed by the IPO, the Intellectual Property Office, to help secure and protect intellectual property rights, helped by recent reforms. So the FSB is calling for ongoing efforts to improve signposting and simplification to encourage take-up of the available support. So what we suggest is contacting the FSB. There are lots and lots of events. I've got reams of them here that have been sent to us.
They're all actually listed on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you want to find out, if you go to the blog section on the Kent Business Radio website and about the third blog down, it says FSB, Kent and Medway Events. And we will always keep that updated. So you can always go there to find out about all the next events from the FSB.
Fabulous. And the next one is tomorrow, which is Business Networking and Keta launch at Maidstone. And then the 19th is Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference, which is about hiring on attitude, not skills, and that's in Dartford.
Absolutely.
But loads of dates. They go to Kent Business Radio, as Paul says.
Yeah, tomorrow night's at the Corpus Christi Hall there on Fair Meadow in Maidstone, and the Ebbsfleet Conference on Friday is at Dartford Football Club.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we've had some tweets from Kent Venues, and Kent Venues is a web portal for advertising your wedding venue, corporate events situation and any kind of meeting rooms that you want to hire out. And you can follow them on Kent Venues, that's their Twitter handle, and you can look at their website, which is kentvenues.co.uk. So do check that out. We've had a tweet from Cars from Kent, who said they were really fascinated by listening to iZettle, and they felt that that could be a really useful product for some of their car dealers. So thank you for that. And they've also said, hi, can we have a shout out? Cars from Kent is the best place to in Kent to buy or sell cars locally. So thank you for that. And we've also had a tweet from Kent Savers, and it says, hi Vanilla Web, we always appreciate a shout out on the show, please. Ours is for small loans of up to £300, and we're far cheaper than payday lenders. If you go to our website, you can find out all about it, kentsavers.co.uk. I think they're a kind of, I'm not sure what the technical term for it is, but they're like a Savers Mutual, and they're not a for-profit organisation at all. So that's Kent Savers and kentsavers.co.uk. And we've also had a tweet from Telcare Limited, the telecommunications providers over there on the Medway City Estate, who say they're enjoying listening in and being part of the Kent business community, joining in with the Business Bunker show. And the lovely Claire Reeves, voiceover artist, has also tweeted in to say that she's listening in. And she says, cool, it sounds really interesting.
Well, I bet she's ticking us off about our pronunciation.
Quite possibly, yes, because she's actually a radio professional, yes, unlike you and me.
I saw her wince last week when you
squeaked
with your mic.
I'm not surprised, are you?
No, she winced.
Okay. Anyway, do you know what I want to do now? I want to talk to our next guest.
I do.
So I need her to stop filming and start talking. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show the lovely Kate Griffiths. Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm very well. I'll start behaving now.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Do you know what I thought? I thought she was going to tell us all about Periscope.
Did you?
That's what she was on for. I got all excited.
Oh, no. Kate has introduced Jules to Periscope, and we are eternally grateful for 15 minutes of peace and quiet while Jules has been playing with Periscope.
Yeah,
but that's not what Kate's on here to tell us about. Kate is actually on here to tell us about her brand new business venture, which we're all very, very excited about, called...
It's a little elephant on the roof.
Yeah, somebody moved the chair there. Kate's here to tell us all about her new venture, which is Your Film Experience, which is a corporate team building exercise involving, well, making movies. But let's talk to Kate. Kate, welcome back to the Business Monk Show.
You.
Absolute
great
pleasure
to
see
here.
You. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, and where should we start with this? Why don't you tell us about why you got the idea in the first place?
Okay. You know, I'm involved in filming anyway with my makeup business.
Yeah.
So it's always been a bit of a passion, worked with lots of filmmakers, and just really like the whole experience and the way it brings everyone together.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of years ago, an idea started forming in my head, and there were a few personal changes in my life last year, and I thought, you know what, I think it's time to do something with it. And took about 18 months to get there, but we launched a couple of weeks ago, and we've brought Your Film Experience out to the team building market. It's just something completely different. It's about making a movie in a day as a team, and having fun, bonding, working together, and as a result you get your own film.
Okay, so that's it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that. Bye. No, absolutely.
Let's talk about Periscope.
Yeah. No. Kate told me about this, and I was immediately incredibly enthused by it because I think it's a brilliant idea, and I think it's a brilliant idea for all kinds of reasons, which we'll go into in a moment.
Yeah.
But I want to start off by just kind of putting a bit more detail around that.
Yeah.
Because those people that have worked in the media, it's all fairly straightforward and it's just a day job and all
exactly.
the rest of it. For the rest of us, you know, whew, how does all that work? So let's explore this a little bit. Presumably your key market or your core market are corporates that want to bring a team away for the day and do some bonding and team building and some other types of exercises that
that's
get
it.
Them to gel.
Yeah.
So talk us through some of the... logistics of how that happens. What kind of roles do people play? You know, what I'm thinking of here is, do I have to act? Because you know me, I'm shy and retiring, so I don't want to do that. So how does it work?
So how it works? Well, we wanted to do something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to get away from the whole sort of climbing, swinging through trees and things, and you don't have to have any experience in this. So you come as a team, and everyone is equal.
Mm-hmm.
So to start with, as a team, you'll choose a director,
mm-hmm.
and the director is basically your team leader,
mm-hmm.
and can be anyone from the team. And then we split into two groups, so we choose roles. So we'll choose a crew. So we need cameraman or camera operative. Sound,
camera
lighting,
personage.
Yeah,
yep.
Sound, lighting, makeup, runner, and actors.
Right.
And then together, you all work together. We give a script, but you can go off script. You can do what you want. And then after some basic instruction, because that's all you need. Cameras are very simple to use these days. Mm-hmm. They're not massive, great, big, bulky things that you used to have.
As we can tell from Jules' filming on Periscope. Thank you. Yeah.
And then we start. So, yeah, you don't need any experience. We're there to guide you initially. Mm-hmm. We put in the instruction at the beginning, but we're just there to monitor and watch, and that's how it works.
Okay, so I rock up with my team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you give us the subject of the film, or how does that work?
Well,
or can we bring our own subject?
Yeah, no, you can do it. It's all sort of pick and mix, to be honest.
Right.
We've written scripts. We've written scripts,
right.
And the people that we filmed from the last company, we gave them a script. They decided to go completely off script, and they wrote their own film as we were going. We had no idea what they were going to produce.
Right. Did they?
No, it kind of evolved, you know, throughout the day.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. It was a comedic zombie film.
Right.
And it's there on
Paul
our website.
Would be good in that. Zombie film.
Yeah, yeah.
It was absolutely brilliant. You can see the whole film on our website.
Mm.
And they just had such a good day that none of them had done this before.
Mm.
The guy that was on the camera said that he wanted to give up his job and go into TV. I don't know if that's a good thing or not. You don't need to come with anything.
Okay. What I like about this especially, and there are a number of things I like about it, but one of the main things, and I said this to you before we were on air.
Yeah.
Many years ago, when I had a proper job in the corporate world, we were dispatched to do various team building exercises. And as a senior vice president in a big organization, I got very fed up with it because a lot of them were the same old format.
Yeah.
Bit of paintballing, bit of rolling around in a wood, bit of raft building, swinging across things. And actually, the reality of it at the end of the day is they didn't actually team build at all.
No, exactly.
Because most of them got very competitive,
mm-hmm.
and there were lots of people that went off on their own as mavericks trying to prove they were leaders and, you know, and could win and all kinds of things. And I don't think it actually built teams at all.
No.
And also, without being too sexist about it,
mm-hmm.
a lot of female employees would go, I don't want to do that all day. Well, can't we do something useful? I don't want to fire guns at people.
Yeah.
And I understand that. So I love this because it is team building. It really is team building. There is no spirit of competition in it within the team because you have to work together to make the film work.
That's right, yeah. Mm. Yeah, you won't get anything at the end of the day if you don't work together as a team.
Absolutely.
And we found that they just had such a ball.
Mm.
And everybody in their own role just really got into it.
Mm.
It was just a great experience.
Absolutely.
It brought them together, but it was also recreational. It was just fabulous. Such a good time.
I you can tell I'm really enthusiastic about this because I really love it as an idea because it ticks so many boxes.
Yeah. You're waving your hands around.
I know. Well, because I'm on film.
Yeah.
It ticks so many boxes and does so many things.
Yeah.
One, it's fun.
Yes.
Two, it's different and it suits everybody. There's a role for everybody in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It isn't just the macho types that like, you know, putting on camouflage
paint and
jumping up and down in trees. You know, there's something for everybody to do. There are a range of talents that need to be displayed in order to bring the whole thing together. But there's also this, there's the whole project management thing.
Yeah.
Making a film is the ultimate project management task.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate project orientated thing.
Yeah.
You know, my understanding of film and TV business is you don't have teams of people that just stand around going, should we make a film? When you decide, you know, the producer and the director come up with an idea, somebody provides the finance, you then construct a team around it and make that movie or make
that
TV program. So it's the ultimate project experience and the ultimate team building experience in real life, in its real inclinations. So I love all of that about it because it is really doing what you're saying it's doing.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of team building stuff is just a day out of the office running around, basically. So you've got all those project elements, which I love. And then you end up with something at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Yeah.
And nowadays, we all know that content is useful and we need video content and stuff like that. So I love it. It's a fabulous idea.
And we found that there are only a couple of other filmmaking experiences out there, but the difference with us is that you get sole use of all the equipment. Mm. You have to take control. We're not doing it for you. You have to do it. Mm. So that's the difference with our experience.
Okay. Now, some questions. Technical questions. Well, not too technical, but I've got a small business. Uh-huh. What's the fewest number of people I can bring on the experience?
Yeah, well, we think 10.
Right, okay.
You, in that way, you'd have 5 on crew and 5 acting.
Right.
Nobody's standing around doing nothing. Right. Everybody's involved. So 10 is the minimum, and we're going to take 20 as the maximum.
Right, okay.
And we can do this over 1 day or a 2-day experience.
Right, okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll park that for a moment and we'll come back to that in a second because I've got loads of questions because I really love this and I've got loads of questions about this. If I come and I go, right, I want to be the sound engineer, but I also want to play a part in the movie. Can we do this?
Yeah, we can, because we think it's important that everyone can do everything. So we can reverse roles after the lunch break.
Right, okay.
If it's a 2-day experience, then we'd reverse roles on the second day. Everybody gets a bit to do of everything.
Because that was my next question, actually, because, you know, obviously the vast majority of people aren't going to have much experience in this.
Yeah.
You might get one or two that think they're photographers or filmmakers because they've done a bit with their iPhone or whatever, or Periscope. But outside of that, most people aren't sound engineers or makeup people or whatever.
Yeah.
So what element of there is, well, you do that, you do this, and then people go, I don't actually like doing that. It doesn't actually suit me. You know, what happens
about
it?
Well, as a team, you know, that's important. So you have to work together. Yeah,
it's a learning point. So basically, you're saying, this is where we are. This is what we've got to do. We'll all help you.
Yeah.
And then we'll make the thing come together.
That's right.
Okay, love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now then, my next question.
Okay.
Where does this happen?
So we have 2 locations at the moment. So I'll come on to how we hope we're going to develop. Mm-hmm. We're using Bowles Rocks Outdoor Centre, which is between Tunbridge Wells and Crowborough. It's an amazing venue.
Right.
Rocks, brilliant places to film. And we have a base there where we can have lunch. We have breakfast, lunch, refreshments throughout the day. We can film indoors. We can film outdoors. It's really good there. And then we also have Solomon Centre near Tunbridge Wells.
Yep.
Both venues, we can do overnight accommodation, so dinner, bread and breakfast, if you want a 2-day experience.
Right.
And what we hope to do is to take it nationally and find similar venues across the country.
Right, okay. Now I've got some ideas here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've got some ideas here. Yeah, because I know what kind of things I'd like to do.
Yeah.
Within the scripts that you have at the moment, what kind of scripts are you doing? Basically, where I'm going with this, is there a dressing up box involved?
Absolutely, yeah.
Pink tutu.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is where the pick and mix comes in.
Yeah.
So I can dip in. I've got a lot of contacts in the media industry, and I can dip in to costume hire.
Right.
I can dip into acting tuition.
Right.
We can bring in team building leaders. We can bring in whatever you want.
Right.
So it starts at a basic price, and then whatever you want, you can build
into it. So you can customise it.
Because
what I'm thinking of, where I was with this, we need a castle here.
Robin Hood?
No.
What are you going to be then?
A knight in shining armour, obviously.
Of course.
Oh, obviously. Why do you think you even have to ask?
To get a horse.
You could be Poldark.
Exactly.
I told you, Poldark.
I'm not taking my shirt off. No nude scenes. It's in my contract. You know, so I'm just thinking that you can tie things into different venues, you know, because there are loads of venues in Kent and Sussex.
We've just lost about 4 viewers now on Periscope talking about you.
Because I talk about
taking your shirt off.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. No, I love that. So basically what you're saying is you have some basic scripts,
yes,
you have some basic
yeah.
things you can do, yeah. but it's totally customisable.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got different scripts. So we've got, you know, the zombie thing, we've got the sci-fi thing, we've got the period drama. Yeah. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, I'd love to be in the period drama. I would.
And you'd need costume for that, wouldn't
well,
you?
Because then I could have a bustle and eat what I
yeah.
want.
A bustle.
Yeah, because I'm all right from the waist. It's just underneath.
A bustle.
You can eat what you want with a bustle.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. So wouldn't you be better off doing Henry VIII or something?
Oh, I don't want to be Henry VIII.
Sucking the meat off a chicken leg and throwing it to the dogs.
Yeah, those wolfhounds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Lovely. So you've got a range of different scenarios and different scripts that you can use and do. Do you do comedy as well?
I can, yes, of course. And of course, you can go off script. So the other company that we've worked with went totally off script and they were putting in gags, all sorts of things. It was hilarious.
Totally
lovely, really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you want, you can take... because you'll be presented with your fully edited film, fully professionally packaged. You could, if you wanted to, have a sort of Oscars night, you know, dinner, watch the film, have awards ceremony. There's a whole range of possibilities.
Absolutely.
It depends really on your budget and what you want to do.
And that's what I really loved about the idea, is there are so many ways you can do this. Yeah. There are so many things around it. You can do as little or as much as you want.
Yeah.
But all of it actually does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I've always struggled with. I don't know if you know, but many, many years ago, excuse me, I actually worked as
Henry VIII.
Yeah, I was. I used to work as a leadership trainer. And we'd organise things like this. And it used to bore me to death that, you know, you'd end up doing the same old things.
So you do
that, or you do go-karting. All of these things are fun.
Yeah.
You know, they're all good corporate fun. I'm not saying they're not fun, but they're not team building. Yeah. They're the opposite, They're competitions.
Yes.
And that's different. So for this, as a team building exercise, it's brilliant. I suppose the only nearest comparative thing is if people do murder mysteries or something like that.
Yes,
which
possibly.
Is a similar kind of thing, but not
but
in
then
so
you don't get your film at the end.
No, exactly. And
you've done it, it's over, and it's just a memory. But with this, you not only get your DVD, but we upload it to our channel, and then you can share it with your friends on social media.
Fantastic. No, so, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I think it's a fantastic, brilliant idea. I think there is loads of things you can do with it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Brilliant.
I am going to do it with my mob, and that's going to be a real laugh.
Brilliant.
Kate, we could talk about this forever because I think it's a brilliant idea.
Good.
But I wish you much success with
it.
Thank you. Give us a shout out for your website, Facebook page, Twitter handles, and all that kind of stuff so that people can find out more about your film experience.
Yeah. So we're yourfilmexperience.co.uk. We're on Twitter as YR Film EXP. So it's quite a difficult one, actually. And a Facebook page, Your Film Experience. So
fantastic.
Follow us, like us, and have a look.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website, and that will be up there for quite some time.
Can I just say something about the website? We wanted to make it bit sort of different, raw and edgy. So literally the website just consists of three short videos, and that says it all.
Okay.
And a contact page.
Fantastic. And what more do you want?
Exactly.
Exactly. Who made the films? No, that was unfair. Because you said you could do anything.
Well, we did.
I was going to say, I'm going to come along and make your corporate video.
I forgot to mention my business partner, A.D. Lane, so Tony Lane of Indiewood Films. He's who I've set this up with, and brilliant cameraman, and we're out there.
Good. Kate, I wish you much success with
this.
It's a fabulous idea.
Thank you.
I absolutely love it. I know it'll be successful.
Thank you.
And many congratulations on having a wonderful idea.
Great, thanks.
Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Stay with us for the rest of the show. We haven't got much longer left, but great to hear from you. I'm going to read a couple more tweets, and then we've got some more recorded interviews to play for you. The lovely Deborah Turner from You Image Consult has tweeted, and she said, Paul, please can we have a shout-out on the Business Bunker Show for the FSB Kent Women's Event on July the 9th. And she's given me a link to a booking page, which is Eventbrite/Women in Business. if that link isn't already there, it will be shortly. We will put that on the FSB event page on the Kent Business Radio website. Jules has just thrown water all over Mark and Kate. I don't know why she's done that, but she has. But we will put a link to the 9th of July Women in Business event for Deborah and the FSB Kent.
Where to start?
Functions, FUNKTIONS. Vanilla Web, hey, can you shout out Functions? Functions.co.uk. That's Functions spelled FUNKTIONS. Singers and photo booths from 995 quid, and we're Kent based. Thank you very much. So I think that's some kind of function organisation. Do follow them on the Twitter at Functions with a K UK. Functions with a K UK. Do give them a follow there. Jules.
Sorry, I've just had a DM from Rupert Connolly, but I don't know if I can read it. I have to get you to check it first. So Kent and Victor Chamber Events, they have something coming on Tuesday the 30th of June at Brands Hatch Place in Forkham. I think I read this. A double one. Let's do the after hours. 6 to 7.30, no need to book, they say, just turn up. So tonight it's at the Abbott Spartan in Canterbury, where the lovely chef Will Britton is. I highly recommend his gluten-free brownies. And then also this evening at KMFM, never heard of them, Medway City Estate, and that must be at the KMFM offices. And then Tuesday the 30th of June at the Mercury Maidstone in Great Danes Maidstone. And Tuesday the 7th of July, the Conningbrook Hotel in Ashford. To find out more, go to kentinvictorchamber.co.uk for the little /events.
Fantastic, thank you. A couple more tweets and then we're going to listen to some more interviews. The lovely Alex Waterton of F Keys has tweeted in saying, I'm tuned into the Business Bunker Show, listening to Jules Serkin and Vanilla Web. F Keys, professional Microsoft Office training by Microsoft certified trainers. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Do look them up on the web. F Keys, based in Medway and Canterbury, certified Microsoft Office trainers. And I have to tell you, I've used Alex's services and he's brilliant.
And he doesn't scream when he comes into my office.
And he doesn't scream, and most people scream when they come into your office, don't they?
But you saw it on...
it's scary, isn't it?
You saw it last week, didn't you, on... What were we on? Skype.
We were on All Business Network.
Skyping.
ABRN Radio in Greater New York. Yeah. Whitstable Stove Shop have tweeted. They've got barbecues and pizza ovens. 25 quid cheaper than anywhere. Reduced prices, even cheaper than Argos.
Yes, they are, and they're even cheaper than Asda, I think, as well. Mm-hmm. And they tweeted the Superior Show, Scoff and Quaff, this morning, and we're going to get Joe Banks, who is my guest, Joe Banks 15, to bring in her Pampered Chef pizza things.
Right, okay.
Stones.
Cool.
To do nice a demo one. At Mark's.
Cool. I actually had a tweet last week from this chap as well, and I didn't get around to reading it out, so I really need to read it out this week. It's from a new listener, Anthony Jones, and you can follow him on the Twitter at AJ Photo Info, AJ Photo Info, and he says, hi Vanilla Web, the Business Bunker. I missed most of the show last week, but I'm back and I'm enjoying the weather in Dartford. And that's from Anthony Jones, who's a photographer based over there in Dartford. So big hello. And also Val Witter, Business Bunker. Good to catch up and hear about businesses in Kent. And that's from I54 New Media, which is Val's Twitter handle. So do follow
There's
all of those.
There's an amusing one from Stuart Safari at Saturday Selection. He says, I'm hunkering for some business bunkering with the man who has a pulse for business, Vanilla Web, and the lovely Jules Serkin, Channel Radio. I like that. Hunkering for some bunkering.
You need to listen to Stu's show. Stu does a Saturday morning show on Channel Radio.
He's
at
good.
10 o'clock. Saturday Selection is my favourite Saturday morning show. It really is cool. Yeah. Anyway, what we're going to do now, we have two interviews recorded at the Kent 2020 Live Rift Accounting Business Support Basecamp Business Bunker Pop-Up Radio Show. And we have two more interviews that we did at that event. The first off, Mr. Sean Kelly of ABS Law, and then the lovely Anna Daniels of the Daniels Fitness Group. So do have a listen to these interviews. This is Paul Andrews at the Pop-Up Business Bunker Radio Studio, K kentbusinessradio.co.uk in association with Rift Accounting, and we are live at Kent 2020 Live here at the Detlin Showground. And I've been joined in the studio by Mr. Sean Kelly, and Sean is from regional law firm ASB. Sean, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really well, thanks. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio here.
My pleasure.
Start off by telling our listeners a little bit about ASB Law. You're a large regional law firm. Let's go from there.
Yeah, we're a regional law firm, offices in Maidstone and Crawley, mid-market. The sweet spot for us is SMEs, turning over 5, 10, 20, 30 million.
Right.
And essentially, we're a commercial law firm, helping those guys grow their businesses and then exit them with some value.
Absolutely. Now, I was talking to the folks from Rift Accounting earlier, and we were talking about the value of professional service suppliers, such as accountants and lawyers. And we don't always think about that in the right way. You know, when we think about a law firm, we think about litigation or whatever. But there's so much more that you can offer to a business, is there not?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I would say at this moment I'm not a lawyer, actually.
Sure,
I'm a banker, but I've had the treatment and I'm being rehabilitated. It's fine now.
Absolutely.
But working with a law firm, we tend to be broader than just doing the litigation or the conveyancing or whatever it might be. So it is about, and I know this sounds incredibly trite, but it is about getting out there and understanding the challenges, the risk challenges in the business.
Yeah.
And often it will be a legal solution. Sometimes it will be a finance solution, where an old banker like me comes in. Sometimes it may be an accountancy solution.
Absolutely.
So I think to be joined up as key professionals, supporting the SMEs and having relationships with Rift and the banks and other providers of finance, for example, an SME can get this team around them, and ASB wants to play a part in that.
Cool. No, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Tom. It's one of those things that we don't always think about. As smaller businesses, we don't always think about the benefit and power of having, as you say, those professional services clustered around us, helping us do the things we want to do. On the Business Bunker Show, we meet so many businesses that struggle with finance, raising finance. They seem to have one approach to it, which is to ask the bank.
Correct.
It turns them down, and then they go, they know what to do from there. So, you know, a lot of people don't think about asking a law firm to help with that kind of stuff. But in fact, you know, corporate staff, corporate mergers, corporate acquisitions, corporate sales, you're heavily involved in that kind
exactly.
of field.
Exactly, and if you think about it, Paul, I mean, most SMEs, they get up in the morning and they're working long hours and they're making widgets or doing whatever they do, but why are they doing it? Most of them love doing it, don't get me wrong, they have a real passion.
Absolutely.
And SMEs that survived the last 4, 5, 6 years are heroes, aren't they? Let's be brutally honest. However, at some stage, they want to realise the value that they've built up by making those widgets, etc. So you're absolutely right that the corporate sale of the business, whilst it's a transaction for a law firm, it's the journey towards that transaction.
Absolutely.
And getting it right with the SME and creating value is, frankly, what gives us a bit of a buzz.
Yep.
And so if an owner can get 6 times profit instead of 5, that might be another £500,000 in the bank for them.
Absolutely.
And so extracting that value, it's not just about doing the deal. It's about working with the SME alongside them, often for a couple of years.
I was just about to say, actually, Sean, and it's interesting that you raised that straight away. Of course, it's not about at that moment when you go, do you know what? I need to retire.
I want to go to
the Caribbean and I'm going to sell my business.
Yeah.
You've got to start this process quite some time before to structure your business and get it into a position that you will make maximum return.
Yeah, and that's what we do. And some of the work we do actually is pro bono. I work as a non-exec director for a number of businesses with my ASB hat on. And a lot of that work will be getting a business in order so that when it does sell, there's no chipping of price at the last minute.
Right.
All the contracts are looking sweet, the employment law's tidied up, the lease is tidied up. You know this stuff.
And absolutely.
It's so important to start looking at it a couple of years out, not in a sort of a crisis situation.
Absolutely. It's a planning process, isn't it?
It is. And the other thing I would point out is the discussion that often professionals don't have with these business owners. They'll talk about the law or accountancy or the funding, but often it's about the business owner. Mm. And you mentioned retiring on the beach. It's about purpose to life.
Yeah.
And I often start with these guys to say, well, look, okay, have you thought about selling? And often they haven't. And then I start to talk to them about, well, what would you do if you did sell?
Yeah.
And once they've lost their factory or whatever, or the people that they've bought through, it can be quite lonely.
Yeah, they lost their purpose and focus. Yeah,
and there's a big piece about what are you going to do next?
Yeah.
But what's great is a lot of these guys then reinvest, they become business angels, they help other businesses, they mentor.
Absolutely.
So that is fantastic.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. And that's part of the importance of pre-planning, though, isn't it?
It is.
Because you also get a lot of people to go, do you know what, I'm going to retire now.
Yeah.
And you go, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You've got to work for someone for 3 years on an earn-out first.
Well, there is that. And so I I think rewinding 2 or 3 years before they think about selling, maybe it's about bringing on the middle management team.
Exactly.
It's about training them and empowering them. Yeah. So do you need to make yourself dispensable as the owner or not?
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, everybody looks at it as a very black and white thing. Do I want to sell or don't I? But you're right, there might be an earn out. There might be a partial release of equity.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of funders out there at the moment. Business Finance Group, which is supported by all the banks, Business Growth Fund.
Yeah.
They're enabling owners to take maybe £1 million off the table, semi-de-risk themselves, and then leave the rest in as growth capital.
Yeah.
So that the owner has then got a stake in something that's still growing.
Yeah.
So they've covered both bases.
Absolutely.
And other private equity firms are doing this as well. So and there's money to burn at the moment.
Yeah.
Private equity is sitting on a lot of cash.
Absolutely.
So for the right business in Kent, the options are carry on trading and make my business more profitable, sell it, or maybe something in the middle with the support of private equity or growth fund.
Absolutely. So the central message here is to business, is talk to your professional advisors and find out the range of options that you have available.
Correct.
And start to get plans in place for the future. Plans can be changed as well, can't they?
Absolutely.
But until you find out the range of things that are on offer, you don't know what's there.
And choose them carefully as well. I mean, I normally bang on about the three B's. I mean, the professional advisor for an SME, and I've dealt with SMEs for 30 years now, they should be liked. I don't think it does any harm to like your lawyer or banker or accountant.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go on holiday with them or adopt their children. You know, just like them. It does help. Be respected.
Yeah.
I think their point of view should be respected. And often they'll challenge you as the business owner and say, that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
So I think you need a bit of challenge. And the third B is be there.
Yeah.
You know, be available, visible, not hiding behind a computer.
Absolutely.
You know.
It's all about having that relationship, isn't it?
Correct.
So absolutely.
Exciting times.
Absolutely. Sean, absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for telling us about ASB Law. We wish you much success. Enjoy the rest of your day at Kent 2020
Live. I will, Paul, thanks.
And we'll talk to you again soon.
Good man. Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
I am here with the delicious Anna Daniels, aka known as Anna Moon. I've just found out. A little temptation for you. If you go onto Facebook, you will find her on Anna Moon. Who knew? Business Bunker. I didn't. So Anna has rocked up wearing a lovely orange, bright orange. She loves her colour. And she's just told me about a new thing that's happening with the Daniels Fitness Group. Anna, hello.
Hello, Jules.
So tell me the gossip.
Well, first of all, you've told everyone my private
name. Was I not supposed to?
No, that's fine. I've been married now for 2 years, so I think people should be allowed to know the real
And
surname.
What is your new husband's name?
Steve
Moon.
Yeah,
love
Steve
that.
Steve Moon.
Steve. Okay, so tell me about this new venture. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. As you know, we go into companies and we look after the health and well-being of employees. And that's been great and something that we've been doing for over 25 years now. But the problem is that companies have always had to be of a certain size to be able to have...
Round the waist?
We help to reduce that, hopefully, Jules. But they have to be of a certain size of employees, number of employees.
Right.
So that they can have the gym facilities, have the space for us to be able to come in and then work our wonders.
Yeah.
And this is really unfair because we all need help.
We do.
And where do we spend most of our time? Sitting at a desk. So it was how to help other companies locally that might not have enough space to be able to have a gym facility on the site. And we've come up with the answer. And we've teamed up with our very local business, literally across the road from where we live, which is called Dale Hill.
Over yonder.
Golf club and hotel. Which have got beautiful facilities. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No, I'm waiting for the invite.
You're invited. I'm going to get you up there next week.
What are you doing there?
Well, we've got this beautiful swimming pool there, which is very warm and looks out over their fantastic Ian Woosnam golf course.
Wow.
A lovely gym and fantastic facilities. So we're going in there and we're starting to offer personal training, yoga, Pilates, Zumba, salsa, aqua classes, and we're encouraging people to come along on their way back home from work and to take part in these classes.
Which is perfect, because once you get home, listener, what do? You reach for the biscuits, you put your feet up, you cuddle the dog, and you're never going to go out.
You're so right.
Straight
and
from work.
All of your best intentions go straight out the window. So this way, we're capturing people as they're going past their door on the way home. And do you know what's so lovely? There's local businesses that we've never even been able to approach before. School teachers, people working at local hotels or facilities, who are all now being able to, on their way back home, access something which is personal, we hope, of a really good standard. Yeah. We're being able to use all of our corporate trainers to provide that, and in the most beautiful facilities and local.
Now, just tell me exactly where it is and the name of the hotel again for listener.
Okay, it's called Dale Hill Golf Club and Hotel, and it is in between Flimwell and Ticehurst on the East Sussex Kent border. So if you look it up, you can't help but find it. Just Google it and it's
now,
all there.
Now, next to you, Anna, you have the rather scrumptious Stephen Oliver, who is your business development man. But also, I hear a little bit of a martial art. So could you pass the mic over while I go through his kung fu?
I would be more than delighted.
Stephen, tell me, Stephen, about your martial arts, first of all, because that's what we're all interested in, aren't we, listener? So what martial arts are you doing? A little bit of kung fu?
Not exactly. Hi, Jules.
Hi.
No, I teach and practice Aikido, which is a Japanese form of self-defense.
Yep.
It has, I guess really, if you're not really into martial arts, you know, what would distinguish it from any other?
Mm-hmm.
It has at its very heart a sense of honoring your opponent, which most other martial arts don't.
Right.
In other words, if someone is attacking you, you know, the response would be to deal with that and take that person out. Aikido has a philosophy that underpins it, that it advocates respecting your opponent and, in fact, teaching discipline as opposed to defending yourself. So at its highest level, it's actually non-physical. And it's
non-physical?
It's at its highest level. And it's the same principles that are used by the military and also the police force. For example, attending a disturbance outside of a nightclub on a Friday night, the police will turn up, but you won't see them instantly plow in to the action. You will see, they will effectively assess the scene, and they will look at all the various participants, and they will use body language to suggest certain non-violent outcomes.
To try and diffuse before they start muscling in.
Exactly. This is the psychological side of it. And Aikido is basically positioned in that area. In other words, the highest form of self-defense is avoidance.
Too right. Sounds fantastic. So you've got, between you at Daniel's Fitness, you've got the things such as Zumba that we were talking about. You've got the aqua as well. And then you've got this, which are also not just body, it's mind.
It's inextricably linked.
Yeah.
Yes. So I put equal emphasis on the physical as well as the psychological. Because anyone can, for example, if you have a gun, it's only a weapon if you use it, or a knife. It's the intent that determines whether or not what you have is actually a weapon.
So for corporates that are feeling a little bit stressed, there are lots of things going on at Daniel Fitness Group. Check out Stephen Oliver, who's also the business development manager, and Anna. And a quick shout for your Twitter, Anna. Twitter?
Twitter account is Anna_Daniels, and the website is www.danielsfitnessgroup.co.uk, and you can contact us in the office to find out more about the classes that we're offering in your area.
Smashing. Let's all join up and learn a little bit more about mind and body with Daniel's Fitness.
Well, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 16th, with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jill Sirkin. That was another in our series of interviews taken at Kent 2020 Live in association with Rift Accounting. We've still got loads of tweets coming in, and we've got loads of emails. I think George is going to read a quick email, I think.
What are the benefits of being an FSB member? When you're in the FSB, you get legal and tax insurance and a solicitor to handle employment issues and criminal matters, and also an ex-inspector to sort out tax problems or investigations.
The law.
You get access to free legal information on everything you need to know about the law,
that affects your business. You also get a dedicated health and safety resource that's written by experts with your business in mind. You can also call the Commercial Insurance Helpline and get guidance with claims, assessments and premiums. There's a little sort of recommendation here, and it's by St George's Community Project, and they say we've saved thousands of pounds with the tax protection insurance. Sorry, that's actually Woods Restaurant that said that, and St George's Community said the employment law advice has been invaluable. This is from Alison Palmer, who's the development manager. You can call her for a chat on 07917 628 904, and all details are on Kent Business Radio website.
Fantastic. We've had some tweets from Samsung Gas, Samsung Limited, Danny Tickner and the crew over there at Samsung Gas. So thank you for listening in. I hope you're well on the way to recovery now, Danny.
I do.
He is asking me a question here, but I can't find the first part of the question, so I'm not entirely sure what he's referring to. So I could be a bit out of order here. But what he's actually said in this tweet that I'm reading is, come on then, Paul, spill. Or has everything been spilled already?
I saw that, yeah. Spill the beans, it must be.
Yeah, but I don't know what he tweeted that in relationship to. It's probably something silly you said earlier.
Maybe.
Maybe it was probably.
Pink tutu, I think.
Oh, could be. Uh-huh. Could be.
I'm sure.
Although there aren't
scratch.
Many people left in the world that aren't familiar with that awful episode.
You just have to Google images of Paul Andrews.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, you do.
There is a rather fetching one of him on St Patrick's Day, the green hat on as well. It looked lovely.
That was okay, yeah.
Outset UK achieved silver for investors in people. It's a leading employment law and people management firm in Maidstone, and they've been presented with a prestigious national award recognising commitment to people. So well done to Outset UK in Maidstone.
Cool. I don't know very much details about this, but a big congratulations to The Looker, which is a local New Romney magazine. Apparently they've won an award.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the award was. Maybe they'll let us know. But congratulations to them anyway. That's the local newspaper, The Looker, from this area of Romney
Marsh.
Well,
they told me on Periscope, but I don't really know how to live chat on Periscope while I'm filming. It's
okay,
a bit
cool.
Much.
We've also had a tweet from Young Ben Towers. Ben, for those of you that don't know, is a young 16-17 year old entrepreneur who was recently on our show and telling us how he launched his business age 11, and he's been growing since then, 15 employees now. He's just launching a new business, and Ben says, great listening to the Business Bunker show. Why aren't you at school? Oh, he must have finished his exams. Great listening to the Business Bunker show from our new Social Marley office at the Innovation Centre in Medway. And Social Marley is a new product that Ben is launching.
He reckons it's going to be better than Hootsuite.
Yeah, it's a social media dashboard platform. And he's trying to raise some funds to grow that business via crowdfund at the moment. So do check it out on crowdfund. Do check it out by following Ben's new venture at Social Marley, SocialMarley, Social Marley. Do give Ben a follow at Social Marley. Do check out Crowdcube and look at the Social Marley page and find out what it's all about. And he is trying to source some little pennies to help grow that business. And his existing business is Towers Design. And you can follow Towers Design on the Twitter at Towers Ben or at Towers Design. And find out all about it. And they're a web and graphic and design company, and very good they are too. And he's a very up-and-coming entrepreneur, is Young Ben. We've also had another tweet from Anthony Jones, who's the photographer I mentioned earlier over in Dartford, and he said, really interesting listening to Cascade Insurance about insurance business as a freelancer. So thank you for that, Anthony.
I've got a quick diary date with the FSB. It's about pensions auto enrolment. Guest speaker is Steve Kilfoyle, who's an independent IFA. It is Tuesday, 23rd of June at the Kent Institute of Medicine and Surgery. Places are limited. And also the 23rd of July, also at the same venue at 12 to 1:30. There is a buffet and refreshments, and you do need to book. So just go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk to find out more about the FSB.
Right, okay. We've had a tweet from Liz, Nurse Liz, over there in Maryland. And she's obviously been following some of this on Periscope, because she says, wow, I've been watching this live. Why does Paul get all the big monitors?
Well, just to hide behind, I guess.
Exactly. I don't want to be seen on TV. That, and I'm also the technical producer of this programme, and therefore I've got to see what's going on, allegedly. Mm. But there you go. So thank you for that. You can read another email if you like, Jules.
Okay, so the Drive It at Bruntingthorpe, the Essential Light Commercial Driving Event, it's UK's only dedicated LCV show, takes place on July the 7th to the 9th. Live back-to-back testing of vehicles on offer and backed by SMMT and several major manufacturers. So it's the only dedicated light commercial vehicle show, and it's Drive It at Bruntingthorpe. It's free and it's in Leicestershire. Hey up. And you'll have a chance.
They don't talk like that in Leicestershire.
How do they talk? Hello, Ducky.
It's black country, Leicestershire, isn't it?
Hey up, Ducky.
No, that's you're far too out of sync with that.
How do they talk? Is it like Coronation Street?
It's all Birmingham, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's all like Birmingham.
Like Noddy Holder?
Yeah, no, he's from Wolverhampton.
Oh, isn't that Birmingham?
Ooh.
Geography's never
that's
been my strong
That's point. Jules persona non grata in the Midlands.
Oh, dear.
Up the villa.
Anyway, you'll see here Ford, Vauxhall, Mercedes-Benz, Isuzu, Renault, Peugeot, Citroën and Fiat, and all manner of LCVs from small car-derived vans through to 7.5-tonners, a bit like Paul Andrews. 3ws.driveitat.com. Like that.
Cool. We've had a number of tweets that I missed. I'm sorry for those of you that I did miss your tweets from.
I think you missed one from my new husband at Frontier Fun.
I did, and I missed one from The Crowd and I, who are a London PR company. I also missed the lovely John Lucas, Woodman's Jukebox, Maltese DJ singer, and denizen of Channel Radio, and quite a few others. I'm really sorry that I've missed some of your tweets. If you'd like to tweet again next week, we will try and cover them. But it's not easy to get everybody in because we are getting an enormous amount of tweets. And quite right, too. We'd love to hear from you, the audience out there. That's what the show's all about, is hearing from you. But we're kind of getting towards the end. Have you got anything you need to read out before we go here, Jules?
There's one more from the FSB, and this is the future for employment law following the general election. Mm-hmm. There is a new government, and here is a summary of their main employment law proposals. Pay and bonuses they'll be looking at. That's the implementation of gender pay gap reporting. National minimum wage, employment tribunal reform, discrimination, 0 hours contracts, ZHC, agency workers, and other, which comes under, probably covers everything else. So again, check out the FSB. They are sponsors of our lovely little show. But check them out and find out about these new government law policy proposals.
Cool. We've also had a tweet that I need to mention from Beth Smogador, who has been tweeting away and retweeting a lot of the things that we've hearing. And Beth is a lovely, lovely preparer of Hungarian-based food, I think I remember.
Jolly good, yeah. And she does a lot of gluten-free, and she's often at the farmers' markets and sorts.
Absolutely. But listen, we're kind of at the end of the show for another week, sadly. It's been an absolute pleasure to share a couple of hours with you, and I hope you've all enjoyed listening to our guests and participating in the show. And we thank you so much for joining in. What are you lot doing?
Because I went on to live chat Periscope, and it had you chatting live, loud, very loud.
You can't trust her. Kate, I'm never going to forgive you for this, for introducing this woman to Periscope. She's just going to be an absolute nightmare now.
Do you remember when Karen Heron does a little snippet and I go wild on all that?
I know. Anyway.
He's stalked off, hasn't he, Ken Heron?
No, he's in Singapore, but he should be back shortly.
But he
so
has
we
stalked off.
Yeah, we're gonna invite him back on the Business Bunker show soon.
Does he?
Yeah. No, I heard that. Your stalk joke at least 10 times now, and it wasn't funny the first time, and the 11th time it was even less funny.
We're trying to think of a cormorant one now, aren't we?
Oh right,
Mark and I.
Yeah.
But then
okay.
He is a fisher, you see.
Is he really? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. In your crane, off you go. Dear, oh dear.
Cliff.
What, are you going to do a whole bunch of seabird puns now, are you? Yeah. Okay.
We should have played Albatross.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, listen, we're at the end of the show. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, the businesses. Again, thank you so much for joining us. As always, you will be able to listen again shortly after the show's finished, and there will be a podcast to download. But I'd like to say a massive thank you to all of our guests today, to the lovely Kate Griffiths of Your Film Experience. To Mark Fisher of Cascade Insurance Services.
Thank you very much.
To Nina Fernstrom of iZettle UK. To Anna Daniels of Daniels Fitness. To Sean Kelly of ASB Law. Thank you all for participating in the Business Bunker Show. We really do appreciate it. Coming up on channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day, at 5 o'clock, the ladies' favourite in his stripy socks, we have the one and only Mr. Craig Avery. That is followed at 7 o'clock by 18 tracks of hand-picked new music presented to you for your delight and delection by Mr. Jamie Andrews. And that's immediately followed at 9 o'clock by the Club Culture Show with the one and only Boy George. And then at 11 o'clock, we have the Big Noise, heavy metal music with Mr. Phil Thorne. That's coming up on channelradio.co.uk. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and heard Jill Serkin on the Business Bunker radio show. We will be back with you live next Tuesday. In the meantime, have a fabulous week, and we'll see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.